I have a side note.
Go.
My ex, also who cheated on me, had my picture on his dashboard. Red flag.
Yup, it's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
Another week, more ratchetness on the internet.
More stories to go.
I gotta stop saying internet. I realized that as I edit the show that I gotta stop sounding so...
It sounds like you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
What am I supposed to say? Change?
Stephanie's only being shady today because...
We're fighting today. I'm going
to
be
no,
real.
No, no, she's being shady today because I literally told her 2 seconds before we started this, I go, try to project your voice and stop whispering.
Right. So then the first thing he says is, should I change the way I go? Nope. Be just the way you are.
Shade.
So if you hear me screaming.
We have really, no, this is like, yo, we've been fighting so much.
And we never fight. We're actually
like once a week.
Once a week?
I shaved my beard off, by the way. If y'all haven't seen it, TMZ Verified on YouTube. It's no more beard. There's been like a trend.
You know what's
TikTok,
awkward
though?
Is when someone asks you to do something like, should I do this with my appearance? And you say no, and then they do it anyway. And you go, I love it. And I do actually like it, but I did vote no.
Yeah, so I put up a poll on my Instagram story and I asked like beard or goatee. And most people voted for me to keep the beard. And
right.
I still shaved it off because who the hell is y'all?
Right. Then don't ask.
There's been like this wave on TikTok though of people being like, shave your beard. So dudes that have facial hair going on TikTok and shaving their beards. And I saw,
it does look good. It looks good.
I caved to the pressure.
But
thank
I won't
you.
Lie. I did vote no.
Okay. Well, it's gone.
But I'm not fake. I'll be like, hey, I voted no, but like, looks good.
Oh, thank you.
You know?
You're really trying to turn this around from our.
I go, how do I make us friends?
Ah!
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Whatever. Can we talk about something else?
Can we talk about my favorite friends right now?
Mm.
Taylor Swift and Sophie Turner. And when you think of those two girls, what do you think? Like, what do they have in common? Right off the top of your head, go.
White.
Okay. Next thing.
Famous?
Sure.
Rich.
But let's not forget that they both dated Joe Jonas, okay? And, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you forget about that?
I semi-forgot that Taylor dated Joe because it was so long ago.
So, as we know, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are going through a breakup right now. Well, divorce. Not even a breakup.
Yeah, no.
A full-on divorce, okay? Yeah. He's currently on tour, and she was spotted at dinner with Taylor Swift in New York City. And if we know one thing, there's no one who does revenge like Miss Taylor Swift.
I have mixed emotions about this.
Why?
Because, like, a part of me feels
I'm waiting for the Taylor. We're about to fight on screen.
No.
What's the Taylor Swift slander?
No, I don't. I feel like Taylor Swift is messy as fuck.
100%.
And no one calls her out for being messy. Like, what reason did she have to meet with Joe Jonas's estranged wife?
To make Joe be like, oh, no.
But, like, why?
Why not?
It just seems like Taylor is like the puppet master and she's out here like trying to manipulate people to feel or say things
and that
or like
why,
be in certain situations.
And that, folks, is why she is so successful. Let's all try and be the
like,
same.
It's like anytime something happens, you know who they're going to be hanging out with? Taylor Swift.
She is always 50 feet ahead of everyone.
Mm-mm.
She goes, oh, Joe, you're going to file for divorce? LOL, I got a dinner plan next week.
She calls up Sophie and goes, hey, sis.
In fact, they were grabbing dinner.
Mm-hmm.
In New York City, she walks in. She knows she's being filmed. She does a little pose as she walks in for the cameras. She goes and hugs Sophie first. They do like a really cute hug. I would die to be at this dinner table. And my favorite part about the whole thing is Sophie's outfit. Taylor Swift, always looking fly, always looking cute. She's ready for the cameras at all times. But we really haven't seen Sophie out since she's been filming her movie.
Right.
She's back in the States and she looks hot.
Mm.
She has a really, really, really hot outfit on.
Oh, yeah. No, she looks really bomb.
It's giving... post-divorced slay. Like, she she came ready. She goes, oh, I'm going to be out for dinner with Taylor Swift. This is what I'm going to wear. They go out of the restaurant. They didn't stop there with the hugging inside. They waited to give a little photo op on the outside, linking arms.
You know, they walked out of the restaurant, like, arm in arm,
yep.
Hand in hand. There's
yep.
Paparazzi, camera flashing everywhere.
Yep.
Fans out there with their phones and... Taylor and Sophie.
And they wanted people to look. There's a different kind of walk that celebrities do when, like, they're like, oh, I actually don't want to be seen right now. I'm getting, like, my plan B from, like, the CVS. And then they're doing, like, a walk of, like, look at me.
It's like a
I'm going to grab this from Getty Images later and post it on my Instagram.
No, like, for sure.
You know what I
definitely
mean?
That vibe.
It was that vibe. And then also, there's no one who does revenge better than Taylor Swift. And Sophie's out for revenge. Can we talk about the memes that are going around on TikTok right now about why Joe Jonas wants a divorce? And it's like because she said like She couldn't wear heels and like just putting him down. Yeah, putting him down. Like she breathed too heavy and he's like, divorce. Like,
no, I mean, one, we don't know the extent of their divorce.
We don't
know.
We have no.
And Joe told us when a couple weeks ago that if you ain't hear from his mouth, can't believe it, but whatever. This whole situation, I just don't get though. Like, I just don't understand Taylor Swift's horse in this race. Also, I think it's a little weird for her to have like essentially like publicly chosen a side, and she was cool with both Joe and Sophie. Like after her and Joe broke up years ago, like Taylor has been cool with Joe and Sophie, the couple.
Sure.
And now she's like clearly picking a side. Like, how are you picking sides? Are you on Joe? Well, she ain't on Joe's team. She's clearly on Sophia's team, and it's like, or Sophie's team. And it's just like,
she picks her battles and she picks them right. For example, like, what is she going to do? Hate Joe when they're dating? She's like, I guess your husband's okay.
Yeah,
I want to be your friend. So, and then she ditched him and she's like, come out to dinner. Let's go. I just think she's really smart. She's strategic. Taylor Swift is the queen of revenge. Let's not forget. She's out with Taylor Swift. That's gameplay.
Also the queen of petty.
Queen of petty.
Literally.
I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah.
She inserts herself into drama. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's called being messy, y'all. Like, it's not.
You don't like that? You literally are the queen of being like, I love women who are crazy.
I do love crazy girls, but like, I don't want to be inserted into drama all the time.
Well, you are her.
Well, I mean, technically it's my job, but like.
Literally, this is the funniest conversation of all time. You don't like to insert yourself in drama? He'll come up to my desk and be like, oh, I see you were not in a good mood today. I go, I literally just breathe. Like, you are the queen of drama. You should relate to Taylor on that front.
You know who else is really in the drama?
Who?
Dylan Danis. It's like, you would think that a lawsuit and the threat of a temporary restraining order would stop all of this. But Dylan Danis is not only still trolling Logan Paul's girlfriend, Nina Agdal, but he also didn't show up to court for their TRO hearing, temporary restraining order hearing. So Nina, of course, would be granted a temporary restraining order. So we got Dylan out a few days ago, and it's a video of the process server trying to like serve him the documents because he was sued, and he just ignored it. He basically tried to swerve, run into the building. Let's play a little bit of that now.
Oh, hey, sir. Yes. I have a document.
What's that for?
Mr. Danis?
Yes,
I can see. No, it's
not a paper.
It's yours, sir. You gotta take it, sir.
Are you the lawyer?
I'm a process server. There you are, sir.
Take over to my building.
There you are. You got your document. It's undocumented. It's documented, Mr. Danis. Mr. Danis, documented. You gotta take it.
So you would think that would make him be like, nah, this is serious. But no, on Tuesday, he went back on social media. He posted a photo of Nina in the bikini. And it's like, she just requested that you stop posting sexually or like suggestive images about her. Like, I don't understand the thought process.
He does not care.
Yeah, well, the judge also doesn't care because on Wednesday, the judge granted Nina's temporary restraining order. So that means that Dylan should not, moving forward, post any images of her online. She's not making any references to her on social media, on any like fight press or any. He should not mention her name at all in any situation as they lead up to this fight.
He goes, I do not care about this lawsuit. I do not care if you're mad at me. All I know is I'm going to win this fight. I'm going to make money. And I also think there's a part of him that's like, maybe if I don't win this fight, I can ruin the relationship. And like, he knows he's not going to win. There's a part of it that I think that's what's happening. Nothing says I don't care about a lawsuit. Like, let me post another pic.
He goes, y'all was trying to serve me. I got a bikini shot.
He goes, I got a really good one coming tomorrow. Everyone, stay tuned. I have a confession.
Okay.
I've been checking daily.
To see what he posted?
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm into this. Like, I, not that I'm into the slander
right,
of
obviously,
her.
Yeah, of course, we're as not into you, the slander.
The other episode we did, posting. I stuck up for Nina. I really think that this is kind of shitty, like, for her reputation. I totally get why she's suing. But I'm just saying, you know, I do work at TMZ. Maybe that's why I'm looking.
We're just looking for news.
I'm just looking for news, Nina. Like, but I also think he does not stop. There's a new photo nonstop.
He doesn't stop, but the cynic in me still thinks that this is, like, they're all in on this.
You think
I
so?
I think every person remember involved our, is in on this.
Remember our thing we came up with, like, our conspiracy last time? That yes. You think Nina's, I think Nina's a part of it, and you agree, because this will make them all money.
Everybody gets
Why
paid.
Wouldn't Nina want her fiancé to make money for this fight?
The real telling part, or the real telling person that has me thinking, like, oh no, spot blown up, Jake Paul. Like, Jake Paul is so, he's so laxed about it. He's like, it is what it is. Things happen. He is kind of almost so unserious about the whole situation that it makes me think, like, oh, no, everybody's unserious.
He told TMZ Sports, you know, this is fair game. This, like, is just the way it goes.
And you know Jake and Logan talk, and they're obviously conversating about
the
drama.
If that was my brother and they were really upset about it, Logan would beat him up.
Yeah, Jake would be on some type, like, the time.
Imagine
it
was you. You would come unglued. Pissed, you'd be like, pissed. I cannot believe, like, you told TMZ Sports that. Yeah.
And Jake's still kind of like, it is what it is.
I will say, though, I am the biggest Jake Paul fan.
Why? Do you just think he's hot?
You've seen my desk. We don't need to talk about
it any further. Why are you a Jake Paul fan?
I literally have a thing on my desk that says, like, I love Jake Paul. And on my birthday, people write their birthday cards, like, love Jake Paul in the office.
Why, though?
Because he's really nice.
Oh, that's a good reason.
Yeah, it is a good reason.
Have you met him here?
Nope.
Hold the hell up. No, he's really nice. Hey, never meet him. Don't know this man.
He just gives off like a nice vibe.
No, I know that feeling because some people they just kind of make you happy when you watch them.
You know what I mean?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Do you like Logan Paul? Mm. Why?
I don't know. I mean, I do, but they always pin the brothers against each other, and I'm going Jake Paul all the way.
All right. Chris and Liam Hemsworth.
Liam. You know what? No. Chris. Liam did that to Miley Cyrus, and I'm not doing that. Yeah.
I'm like, who are...
Cheater.
Who's another pairing of Caucasian brothers that you might like? I go, Zach and Cody.
Cody. Cody. Cody.
Cody like now or Cody when they were kids?
Cody both.
Ew.
Cody's kind of a pick me though now.
Okay.
But I would still...
You go.
Still picking.
Still tap that.
No. Oh my God. Still picking him.
Okay.
But you know what? Zach is now married to that Victoria's Secret model, mm-hmm. and he seems like he treats her really... You know what? I changed my mind. Cody, when I was little, on Sweet Life, is Zach and Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Comment below if you watched. And... Zach now.
Respect that.
Thanks.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten, Rakuten. All right, so a woman has gone viral because she caught her man cheating.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't just like a, you know, text through the phone, though. She drove up and caught her man cheating. So the TikToker named Savannah Miles, she posted a video recently where I don't know what prompted her to follow and track her man's phone, but she did. And she followed him all the way to a Holiday Inn. And
not the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, no shade to the Holiday Inn. What's wrong with the Holiday Inn?
Don't cheat at the Holiday Inn. Yeah, that's like for wholesome gatherings.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, so she caught him cheating, and here's what she said. Check it out.
I thought I would just come on here real quick to say 3 times the charm, because it is 3:33 in the morning. My boyfriend told me he was going out late, and he's not home. He turned off his location, turned off his phone. Look where he's at. I'm parked right here. That's his Dodge right there. He is at a fucking Holiday Inn Express. My fucking photos are on his dashboard, and you're fucking cheating on me right now. The things that people will do, that I paid for a lawyer to get custody of his kids for him. This man.
I have a side note.
Go.
My ex, also who cheated on me, had my picture on his dashboard. Red flag.
Was he at the Holiday Inn?
No. Oh. It was like Instagram cheating, which is worse.
That is kind of worse.
Yeah. Anyway, side
note. So Savannah posted a clip later showing her boyfriend and the alleged mistress walking out of the Holiday Inn and into his car. So it all seemed to be allegedly what she said it was.
Okay.
Allegedly, because we don't know.
Right.
You know, people do things on TikTok.
She could have just went out that Holiday Inn and been like, my man cheated and it's not her.
No, so Savannah, she does have photos and videos of her boyfriend, like her and her man on her TikTok. So this is her man, and it was not her in the video that he was walking out of the Holiday Inn with. But here's my thing. She handled this a lot easier and a lot better than I would have, because there wouldn't have been no tires. I would have slashed the front windshield and the back windshield. Mm-hmm. And I would have smacked him when he came out the door. Like, what?
We have two very different ways of dealing with things. I think you go like the very aggressive, like I'm going to go absolutely crazy route. Yes. I would have deleted your number, told all my family not to speak to you again. I would have gone completely ghost that you would have thought like I got kidnapped and died and you would never hear from me again.
That ain't enough.
Gone Girl by SZA. That's what I would have done.
That ain't enough. Like, I just always think of like the amount of emotional pain you be in when you see something like this happen. Like, you gotta...
No, because they don't care anyway. If they're cheating, they don't care. So then the best thing to do is to hurt their ego and just go ghost.
Mm. All right, I've actually, I've done something like this before.
Cheated?
No, I creeped on my girl when I thought she was cheating. Well, she was cheating, and I caught her.
Okay.
So I was in college. Okay, first of all, you always need a friend. If you're going to do sketchy stuff, I'm surprised Savannah was by herself, because I need a friend with me. So I hit up my friend, and I'm like, yo, I think she cheating on me. She in her dorm room right now. And like we had dorms. Our dorms were like those like cottage style dorms where like
okay.
The windows are kind of low. There are people on the first floor. Like it's not.
You can see in.
You can see in.
It's kind of dangerous.
It is a little dangerous, but it's a college campus.
Great,
you know,
for cheating, catching cheaters.
It's great for what it was meant for. So we're like, all right, we're going to go fucking like creep on our dorm room. So my friend literally is on her knees, her hands on her knees, like making like a little stoop. And I climbed on my friend's back and we are like, and keep in mind, we had to weed through bushes and all that just to get to the fucking windshield. So we're at the windowsill and my friend is like crouched down and I'm like on her back, like trying to look through the window. It was.
And she was cheating with someone?
Well, we couldn't see in the window.
Oh, so you didn't even know that she was cheating.
Oh, yes, we do. Okay. Because after we were trying to creep and do the whole window thing, we waited in the parking lot, which we could see her dorm room from the parking lot just mm-hmm. to be like, well, mm-hmm. where's she at? Because mm-hmm. we didn't see her in the room. And then we see her car pull up and her and the guy walk from the parking lot into her dorm.
Devastating.
So, yeah. Shout out to her, though. All right, so we got a new segment. I just made this up.
Literally, I'm so excited.
I know. We're calling it the Internet for Dummies, but we're not like calling y'all dummies. If y'all are watching this, we're not saying that people are dumb. Do y'all remember the throwback books back in the day that were like, pasta for dummies, or it would be like changing a tire for dummies. Like,
right.
So this is the Internet
for dummies.
For dummies.
Okay.
Steph, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
I can't even intro this topic without confirming that I recorded everyone in the office on Monday about this trend, and I'm so excited about it. I never think about the Roman Empire, but apparently men do a lot.
So there's this weird trend on TikTok where girls are asking their boyfriends about the Roman Empire stuff. What? Break it down.
Okay. So basically, there's this trend where you go around and you ask, it's not even just boyfriends. It's any man. It could be your dad. It could be your uncle. It could be your brother. Anyone. You ask them, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
I have a question for you. How often do you think of the Roman Empire?
Roman Empire?
Like in general.
I haven't thought of them today.
So how often do you?
I guess somebody started with somebody just randomly asking them that, men. And then they answered like recently, all the time, every day, once a year, once a month. And it's just very interesting to hear how many times men think about the Roman Empire. Also, they're trying to find the equivalent of how often girls think about insert subject, and I think everyone came to the conclusion that how often as a woman do you think about getting kidnapped? Because I think about it every 15 minutes.
That's a good one.
Right?
That's a good one.
I want to ask you, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Literally never. I've never in my entire life thought about the Roman Empire. I don't even know what the Roman Empire is. That Julius Caesar and the Trojan horse? Like, I don't know. I think that's maybe a cultural thing because we don't be talking about the Roman Empire.
Moral of the story is, more often than I would ever think.
It's weird.
Why are you guys thinking about the Roman Empire so much?
I don't know. I'm genuinely...
Is it the togas aspect? Is it like, why?
Literally no one's thinking about this.
Is it the way that they're like, but they are. People are thinking about it all the time.
I also think that now dudes are just starting to say all the time, just
no,
as a joke. Because
no,
no.
Because these men are like, don't know the trend. And then they're answering like, every day.
So we think we know where the trend started. So shout out to a TikToker. Her name is Debo Dell. I'm sure that's not her real name, but shout out to you, Debo Dell. She basically broke it down. She says, or she thinks, that this Roman Empire trend was started because of an episode of Suits.
Okay.
Check out this clip.
What's playing on that thing?
audiobook, Fall of the Roman Empire.
So that was Meghan Markle's character. Who she play? Rachel in Suits. She was talking to the character Mike, and she asked him, "What are you listening to?" And he goes, "An audiobook about the Roman Empire." And she's like, "What?" So that's one theory about where the Roman Empire.
That's a very big reach for the conspiracy on where this came from.
Okay, Suits is one of the most the trendiest show on Netflix in the last couple of weeks, and this trend only started the last couple of weeks. So I think it's a pretty good correlation between
maybe. But I also think, why is anyone? I'm still hung up on the fact, like, why is anyone thinking about this ever?
I think it's a weird trend. We don't know where it came from. It looks like it came from Suits, though.
Sure.
We'll go with that. Have you watched Suits?
No.
People, you don't watch TV, though.
I don't. I'm not a TV girly. I just don't like to watch, other than Vanderpump Rules.
That is the strangest thing in the world.
I'm just saying.
So what do you do when you're at home?
My laundry. So many things.
Like what?
I watch YouTube on my TV. I do my laundry. I talk on the phone a lot.
You do.
A lot.
Stephanie called me. Yeah, literally, Stephanie will call me to talk about nothing, and we'll talk for 2 hours about absolutely nothing.
And you
nothing.
Enjoy every minute.
I do, but we'll be talking about shit.
But it's so fun to talk on the phone with
it
your
is,
friends. Yeah.
I guess,
I'm not a good texter.
Oh, I'm the worst texter.
No, I won't.
Text me like 7 messages in a row.
I have to, ask you questions. But we never talk about actual non-work things.
No, there's never a conversation via text.
We're never, gossiping on, text. I'm like, just kidding. We don't gossip. I forget. We're at work.
All right. Well, that's that's the internet for dummies. Do it again every time we're here.
Okay.
If there's things that y'all want us to explain, let us know. We'll break it down for y'all.
I wouldn't clarify us as internet dummies, though.
Huh?
Internet for dummies. I wouldn't clarify us as that. We're the dummies that don't. We know what's going on. Are we educating the dummies?
Yes.
Okay. Just clarifying the trend. Clarifying the segment.
So let us know. There's a thing you see on the internet and you don't understand. They just leave a comment, email us, DM us on Instagram.
And I will clarify.
And we will get it together.
Yeah.
All right. What are you up to this weekend?
A birthday party.
I was about to say, we are going to a birthday party.
Yeah.
We can say.
You want to say it?
It's Renee Ash. Y'all know Renee Ash, right?
We had her on TMZ Verified.
Yeah, she was on season 1. Renee Ash is infamous for...
being iconic.
Just being iconic, but really because she was the... this is my girl, so I got to think of the best way to say this. She was...
the girlfriend of Addison Rae's father.
Yes.
How about that?
And we had her on, and she's really nice. We keep in contact with her all the time. She's literally the coolest person ever. So
moral of the story is Wilde is leaving his house this weekend.
I am. We're going to Renee Ash's birthday party.
And I will update if he suddenly falls ill.
If y'all see us at any events or out in the streets of LA.
Yes,
Steph! Y'all did not see us.
No,
that was not me.
Clone.
This is why I don't go outside, though, because we be acting a fool.
Wilde didn't go with me to one party this weekend, and it was a work party, and... You could feel the absence.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I managed. I had fun.
I like to spice it up. In the
yeah. You're important, but not that important, know?
Okay.
Still had fun.
Whatever. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Let us know if you think about the Roman Empire and...
Yeah. Be sure to follow us and rate us on your favorite podcast app. So it's not just downloading the show every week. We want y'all to add us to your favorite shows on your favorite podcast platform. So that way, every week, y'all don't got to scramble around for new episodes.
Right.
They'll just be automatically downloaded to your phones.
And if you want us to continue, you have to do that.
We are on the verge. No, we're not. We're not on the verge, but we just like to joke around a lot.
I love a good threat.
We have not been threatened. We got to say that for the record.
We are not.
We ain't going nowhere,
y'all. No, I'm being
funny.
No,
we'll be
Come
here.
On.
But yeah, so we out of here. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll see y'all next week.